Regulators ready.
Check.
Fins, mask, snorkel on.
Check.
Air tanks on.
Check.
Okay, let's go diving.
Welcome to An Underwater Vision, a five-part documentary series exploring Munster's maritime heritage of shipwrecks through the sport of diving. The series will discuss topics such as historical shipwrecks, the Lusitania and the World War I submarine, the UC-42, marine life off the south coast and scuba diving wrecks in Munster. Hello and welcome to part one of the five-part series, An Underwater Vision. In today's programme, we'll be talking to Philip Johnston, one of the founders of the U-boat, the UC-42 in Cork Harbour. We'll be listening to an audio clip from the team that are out diving, and we'll also be unearthing the historical aspect of the World War I U-boat. Philip, you're very welcome to the programme. You were part of the team that was diving, looking and searching for the U-boat, the UC-42.
Correct.
Can you tell me how that group formed?
I can. I suppose, realistically, I'm diving since about 1993. And one of the very first stories that was told to me was about a U-boat that was sank out in Cork Harbour. It caught my attention. It's like everything else. And over the years, we would talk about it and just think about it. But it came really when Ian Kelleher handed me a slip of paper with some coordinates, marks. 5144814. And he said, hey, we need to go out and find this U-boat. 5144814 is a big area to search. And I tried to explain that to him. We had a bit of a laugh, but we started from there because it had never been dived to the best of our knowledge. So it was really, I think most divers would have heard about it, but very, very few of them would have actually done anything about going out physically and diving. So that's where it actually started. From there, we got more reliable coordinates or marks. And one day, myself and Ian and a couple of others were in the harbour area, maybe 3 nautical miles off Roach's Point. And we found lots of wreckage. No U-boat, but lots of wreckage. And I suppose really at that stage, there was a guy on the boat with us who told everybody that he met that we had found the wreckage of the UC-42. We were nowhere near the UC-42. Tim Carey actually found out about that, and Tim came to me and said, I heard you found the UC-42. And I laughed. I said, no, not at all, not even close. All right, he said, there's a guy, and I won't name him now for obvious reasons, but tell everyone you found it. I said, no, not. But I said, if you're interested, certainly we'd get together. And so that's kind of pretty much how it started.
And how many were involved in the team then?
There's five of us. Owen McGarry, Tim Carey, Niall O'Regan, Ian Kelleher, and myself. So, and I suppose we started out, we didn't really dive it as a team. We were diving in individuals because lots of us would have different coordinates. Lots of us had different marks from time to time. And I'm involved with the Sovereign Dive Club in Cork. I'm the diving officer of it. It's very, very difficult to find an exclusive time to dive something like this because as divers go, we want to dive on something, not as Niall calls it, the HMS Seabed. We like to go out and try and dive on a wreck, not look for a wreck. Because if you look for a wreck, chances are you're going to be diving in sand.
Yeah.
And that only happens once or twice when fellows will get fed up. So, you know, I mean, we realistically, myself and Ian would have looked for quite a while, and Niall and Ian would have looked for quite a while, and Tim and Owen and that, you know. But we all have other kind of things going on as well. So it was very seldom that we'd actually, five of us would get together and do it.
So would it be on the weekends?
A lot of weekends. And again, a lot of the time earlier on in the year, kind of March and April, when a lot of the divers, I suppose, really would find it too cold. The water mm-hmm. would be maybe 9 or 10 degrees at that, maybe even 8 degrees. A lot of guys don't like diving in the cold for some strange reason. So, you know, we'd have more time then, because not an awful lot of people would be out there.
So you were looking for the wreck specifically?
Yeah, oh God, yeah. Since the early days, I would have done several different things in that since this time in 1993, when there was a guy in the original club that I was involved in, we went into the city library and had a look in there, but very, very little on it. Lots of stuff to say that a U-boat had sank, but the report was that it was blown up And then it was wire swept, which was dragged across the seabed, physically dragged across and torn to pieces by ships and that. The idea of that was that another U-boat couldn't hide alongside of it and use it as a shelter, as a shadow. A U-boat on the bottom looks like a rock. A U-boat wanting to disguise itself as a rock will plank itself right alongside of a structure. Mm-hmm. So the idea was that they would tear it apart and scatter it across the seabed. So, you know, realistically, we were looking for wreckage, but we were looking for substantial wreckage. And we never really came on the substantial wreckage on any of the trips that we had been on. Mm-hmm. Never found anything of substance.
Do you know of any other diving teams that were exploring?
No, I suppose there's a guy called Dougie Minahan who was from kind of Wilton area, Summerstone. Dougie and one of the lads from the fire brigade, Warren Forbes, would have certainly looked for it from time to time and had marks on of the different areas on a chart where they had tried. And I saw those in it, you know, but it's really the needle in the haystack. Yeah. It really, really is, you know.
And what's the history behind the U-boat then?
The history behind the UC-42 itself was that it was a mine-laying U-boat. It had 18 mines and 6 torpedoes. It would have left Helgoland or Helgoland in Germany on the 1st of September 1917. It came on a passage down through the English Channel where it sank 2 ships, the Industry and the Glynn, off the north coast of Guernsey. It came right down, cross over, we say across the Waterford Channel and into Cove, Queenstown. And its mines were designed to be planted in approximately 30 metres of water. The idea was they knew exactly where they were coming. It wasn't the case that they would just go and plant a mine here or plant a mine there. They were coming to plant these mines in 30 metres of water. That was the mines were preset before they left so that they would float. There was a man explained it to me, a man called Paddy Sullivan and Bandon explained the way the mines would actually work. It came pretty much as a solid unit. It was put into the seabed. There was a soluble plug dissolved over a period of time, usually kind of about 1 hour to 6 hours. It would dissolve and then the wire that would hold the anchor to the seabed, would dissolve and the mine would float to within a metre of the surface. So the mine didn't actually float on the surface, it floated just underneath it, which meant that as the ships would come along, the first thing they knew was when there was a bang and they hit it. So that's the idea of what the mine-laying submarine was doing.
So they could actually target ships much.
That's what they were doing. They were like, what they would try and do was plant maybe 6 to 10 mines in Cork Harbour. And then they would come along and they might plant another couple near the Fastnet, depending on whether they were going west around, we say, Ireland, or whether they'd head back through the English Channel. But the idea was they would plant these mines in 30 metres of water because that's what they were set for.
Okay, we're actually going to listen to a clip of when I had the pleasure of going out diving with the lads in Kinsale. We're going to have a listen to this right now. We're down here in Kinsale and it's a gorgeous day. Philip, welcome. We're going out today on the boat. Can you tell us a little about what we're going to do?
What we're hoping to do is we'll dive the city of Chicago, which crashed in to the old head of Kinsale back in the early 1900s. The captain actually believed, while they were in fog, that he was after rounding Kinsale already and that they were heading into Cork. In actual fact, they hadn't rounded Kinsale and they just quite literally ploughed straight in to the old head of Kinsale. There's some lovely pictures of it, quite literally parked in the headland. It brought Eamon de Valera as a child from America to Ireland, so there's a bit of history attached to the wreck. And it's just scattered around the seabed now as we speak, you know.
Okay, and how many lads are going out today?
I think overall we had 19. We had 3 guests and 16, 17 divers. So, 3 boats.
Great stuff. Lovely day for it.
Beautiful day. We have a bit of a southeasterly wind now today, which makes the sea quite choppy down this particular direction. We had the option of going to somewhere like Kilkee, which would make it lovely and flat calm up there, but it's only March. I mean, we don't really want to be going all the way up there at this stage, you know.
Great stuff. Thanks, Philip.
Very good. Thanks, Cathy. Bye bye. Did you bring
your gear with you today?
I did.
Do you know what we do? We have an auction. Who wants Denny on their ball?
Go over my shirt.
Hey, 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 where's my partner? Come
ball,
over here, Denny.
Ball the rope here from Denny, will you?
Denny, I need you.
Ian, how many dives have you done?
Hard to say, I don't log many of them. We'll say 1,000 plus, I'm not sure really.
All in Ireland?
Majority of them, 95% of them are in Ireland, yes, 95%.
And what's your favourite dive site in Cork?
In Cork? I like the wrecks, the odd is nice. The Lings are nice. Robert's Cove is a nice shore dive. They're alright, there are lots of nice ones out there.
And what club do you dive with?
I dive with Sovereign Dive Club, which is based in around the city area, in Cork City, and there's between 40 and 50 members, a lot of active divers, so a good variety of people's interests, so makes for good diving.
And how often would you go out diving then?
The club try to be out twice a week. They go Wednesday night in Robert's Cove, and they try to go out again on a Sunday, again weather dependent, and so they're trying to get out 3 or 4 dives a week anyway.
And are you going in today yourself?
Today, no, I'm not today. I'm driving, actually coxing a boat today for the divers, so I won't be in today. My suit is actually away for repair.
Okay. Thanks, Ian. We're down in Kinsale Harbour in County Cork, and it's a really, really lovely day, and I'm going out with the Sovereign Dive Club, and as you can hear, the boys behind are getting ready in preparation for their dive. The dive site that we're heading to is called the City of Chicago, and it's a shipwreck, and it's just off the head of Kinsale there, about 20 minutes by boat to get to.
And that's it. Hold on, I'll put it again.
Jump.
Yeah. You are.
He's some safety officer, isn't he?
Every man for himself.
There you go.
Okay, the lads are behind me now, and as you can hear, they're actually loading up the boat. There's 3 boats with 16 divers going out on them, and they're loading the boat up with equipment and lots of air tanks. And they appear to be having slight engine problems, so let's hope that doesn't cause any trouble.
Michael. Michael. Blue! Can I have another ship, sir?
Oi, 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 it's an English speaking club, right?
Well, I'm just Irish.
I speak Irish. I appreciate it a lot. You're a great person, aren't you?
I lost the camera.
And that's it for the first half of today's programme of An Underwater Vision, Finding a Wreck, the UC-42. With me here in studio is Philip Johnston, and we'll be back after the break.